narrowly escaped a killing blow. The pole of the lance was spiked, and she could see that the spikes were poisoned. As the fight went on, she could feel through her legs that the red horse began to tire. Sweat broke out on his neck, and then foam rose in white curds. Yet he turned and twisted beneath her, saving her time after time. The sun rose out of their eyes and glared from the snow. Then the red horse slipped, skidding down onto one hock. Before he could scramble up, the lance caught Pox between arm and body and flicked her out of the saddle like a bit of nut meat from the shell. She landed rolling. Somehow the barbed hooks had not caught in the mail, and she was free. The rider laughed and charged, but she was up, with sword in hand, and the days were long past when a horse running at her could make her freeze. She dodged the point of the lance and jumped, grabbing the rider's arm with one of hers, while her sword arm swung. Both of them fell from the running horse, Pox on top as she'd hoped, and the rider lost his grip of the lance in that fall. And before he could resist, she had cut his throat from ear to ear. It was suddenly very quiet. Pox pushed herself up, feeling the blood chill and dry on her. His blood, her blood. She shook her head, feeling cold and tired. A few lengths away, Leith and Surya held Garrus in the snow. They were staring at her, white-faced. Ascariel lay where he'd fallen, to one side. Pox took a long breath. "Thanks be to Gerd and Falk, and the High Lord himself." She wiped the elf blade on her cloak. Then she walked over to the squires. "Is Garrus?" "He's alive," said Surya. "He breathes." She bowed her head, fighting back tears. "You did well," said Pox gravely. "All of you. Are you wounded, Surya?"
"No, lady."
Her voice was muffled.
"And I didn't fight as I should."
Pox stripped off her bloody gloves and laid a hand on Surya's shoulder. "Surya, you did well, believe me. These were such as most fighters never face. Leith, how about you?" The older woman nodded. "Not badly, lady, but a few cuts from that lance and from one of the swords." "I must check Ascariel. Surya, you come with me while Leith stays with Garrus. Then I will do what I can for your wounds." Ascariel lay on his back, arms wide as he had fallen. He was cold to the touch, but Pox thought she could feel a breath when she bent near. "Come, we'll carry him over there." She lifted his shoulders, and Surya picked up his feet.
"Do you know what that was? That light?" asked Surya.
"In a way. It's an attack these evil ones have that strikes as lightning out of the sky. Sometimes it kills. It always stuns." Pox laid her hands on Ascariel's face, then Garrus's. "They are both alive, but I cannot yet say if they will live. We must get them into shelter out of the cold. Even if I can restore them, they will need rest and warmth." She looked up, startled to hear hoofbeats on the snow, and saw her red horse jogging slowly away. For a moment she was terrified. Why would he leave? But a reassuring nudge to her mind calmed her. She saw far along the frozen stream Leith's horse, standing uncertain and nervous. Her own had gone to bring it in. She looked back at Surya, whose face was less pinched, and told her to unpack the dead horse and ready the tent. Pox turned to Leith.